ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Bruchem Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Masechta Erechin Daf Tes. This daf is the Sugya Hagdaila Va'amuka of Kiddush HaChaydesh and Ibur HaChaydesh, and we'll try Be'ezra Hashem to give over some of the Ikar Yisaidis that are Mavur in the Rishonim and the Achronim of this Inyan. And before we start, we'll mention the Mishnah in Masechta Avos, the end of Perek Gimel, which we mentioned in the previous year for Daf Ches, in regards to Pischei Nida. Then we mentioned the beginning of the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma Aimer, Kinen u Pischei Nida, Hein Gufei Halachis, which shows us the Chashivas of the Sugya of Pischei Nida. And the Mishnah is Messiahim, Tkufais v'Gematriais, Parparais l'Chachma. Tkufais and Gematriais are less than Gufei Halachis, they're just Parparais, extra appetizers l'Chachma. Now what's the definition of Tkufais? So Rashi Masechet Avos brings down two Pirushim. One pshat that he says is that it's referring to the Nyanim of the Mazalis, Inyan Hiluch HaMazalis. And that's what's meant when the Mishnah says Tkufais is Parparais l'Chachma. But then Rashi brings down a nusach acher that it's inyan goydel hiluch chama v'hipach shala biribua. It refers to the inyan of the orbit of the chama. And this also is considered parparais l'chachma. And the Tiferes Yisrael, who also goes with this mahalach, he's maisif hu cheshbain hakafas hachama v'alavana. Tkufais means the inyan of the orbit, the hekif, of the chama and the lavana. Now, the Chayyar, this is a very big chiddush to say that this is considered just parparais l'chachma. The Tashbetz in a Sefer Magen Avos on Masechet Avos, he brings down such a possible mahalach. He doesn't bring it down b'shem Rashi, and he says it's impossible to learn that that's pshat in the Mishnah, because of course that's also gufei halachis. Because if we don't get the inyan of the hiluch hachama and the hiluch halavana properly, then it'll come out that a person will chas v'shalom eat chametz on Pesach and eat on Yom Kippur, that's so necessary in order to be Makayim, the Ikar Dinam that I'm Avur in the Torah. Therefore, the Magen Avos says the Pshat must be like the first Pshat of Rashi, that it's just the Inyan of Mazalos alone. The Taisus Yontif on the Mishnah, he brings down this Mahalach, and he says, Sarach Leimar, that what's meant by the Mishnah when it says it's Parparais the Chachma, that's if somebody learns this Inyan just for the sake of the Yediyah Ba'alma. But if somebody learns it in order to be able to know the proper halacha in regards to Kiddush HaChaydesh, and to know which day is Rish Chaydesh, and which day the Yom Tovim fall out on, that's a vada hein gufei halachis, and on that, the Mishnah does not say parparois l'chachma. Now, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hei, Amud Aleph, says as follows, Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yechanan, Minayin, how do we know, Shemitzvah ala Adam, L'chashev tkufais umazolais, Shenemar, Ushmartem vasisem kihi chachmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Eza chachma ubina shi le'enei amim. Which chachma ubina is referred to when the Torah says it's chachmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim? Havi oimer ze chishuv tkufais umazolais. Now what is meant by tkufais umazolais? So Rashi over there with the Vemaschel le'enei ha'amim says that it's the chachma hanikeres shemares simin behilo chachama vamazolais. Shemeiden kedvarav shaimer shana zu gushuma shama zu shchuna, etc. Mashma that it's referring to the mazalis and the fact that a person can figure out through the different mazalis what kind of year it's going to be. That's the chachma that it's a mitzvah lachashev, because with that Klal Yisrael becomes exalted in the Einei Ha'umais. That's Shitas Rashi in this Gemara. However, the Hagayis Maimonis in Hilchos Kiddush HaChaydesh, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, he brings down B'Shem the Smag. The Smag in Mitzvah Memvav brings down the Mitzvah which is Mutal on Bezdin to be Mekadosh to Chaydish. And then a Mitzvah Memzayin, he brings down a Mitzvah Klolis on Gans Klal Yisrael. L'chashev tkufais umaylodais. Mikra, from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Ushmartem v'asisem ki'ichach maschem v'binaschem le'enei amim. V'amur Rabbi Yisrael Zuchrenim l'vrach v'perek lal gadol. Eizu ichachma v'bina she'enei amim. Zuhi chishov tkufais umayladais. So it seems that the gears of the smag, as brought down in the Gais Maimonis, wasn't tkufais umazolais, but rather tkufais umayladais. Therefore, it doesn't mean like Rashi's pshat that it's an inyan to figure out the mazolais and to predict the future based on that, but rather it's referring to the cheshbin of Kiddush HaKadosh. Now the emes is that the Bahag already in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he counts out in Mitzvah Ayin Dalet, Kviyos Rashi Chadoshim, and in Mitzvah Ayin Hey, Chishov Tkufais. And the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shairish HaRishayim quotes this Bahag, and later on in Shairish Sheni, he says, V'zel HaShainai, Manu Chishov Tkufais Mitzvah. The reason why they considered Chishov Tkufais to be a mitzvah is Bavur HaDrash HaNemar, So the Rambam explains that the Baha got this, that Chishov Tkufais is considered a mitzvah, from that Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, which sounds like the Smag's explanation, and not like Rashi, that it's an inyan to be machashev, the Tkufais of the Chaydish, and not the Kufais of Mazales. Now the Ramban over there in Sharish Hasheni, he disagrees with the Rambam's understanding of the Bahag. And he says, V'zel HaShainai, Masha Choshad HaRav, L'Bal HaLochos. This, that the Rambam was Choshad, the Bahag, Ki Chishav Tkufais Shohumayna. This, that the Bahag considers Chishav Tkufais a mitzvah, who laid the Chochma Satchun of Alach Sheva, and that was Mimasha Amru. This, that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Minayin Shemitzvah L'Adam Lach Shav Tkufais HaMazalis, Shenemar Shmartim HaSizim Ki Chochmas Chominas Chomin Amim, V'chulu, chalila l'bal ha'alachis. Kizu eina mitzvah mitavrayim, ela l'yaydim bahu mitzvah al derech ha'zirus, sheyistaklu ba v'yaydiu asidais l'shar ha'umais. This is not even a mitzvah mitarabanan, it's just an inyan of zirus, that those that are proficient in the inyanim of mazalais should be mistakal in that inyan, and they should be maidiyah, the asidus, they should predict the future l'shar ha'umais. And the Ramban proves this from a different member that's over there in Masechet Shabbos of Ayin Hey that says, "Kol hayedeya lachshev tkufas amazolas ve'ene mechashev all of a kotzav oimer es poyel Hashem leyabitu umayse yodov loy ra'u." So this is the inyan of Kiddush Hashem in order that the umes ha'olam should be machshev klal Yisrael. So it comes out that the Ramban understands pshat in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos like Rashi that's just the inyan of knowing the mazolas. And Memela says the Ramban, Be'achreach, it's not a mitzvah b'chlal, it's just a zeros ba'alma in order to be makad Hashem Shemayim and to give a chashivas to Klal Yisrael. What does the Bahag mean? So the Ramban's shita is that it's referring to the inyan of Ibur Hashana. The first mitzvah of the Bahag is the Kiddush HaChaydish, and the second mitzvah is Ibur Hashana. But Avada says the Ramban, the pshat in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos is not that there's a mitzvah to actually be machashev in the tkufas. And the Ramban fears ois, v'zui shashaninu, and this is what the Mishnah Masechta Avos says, tkufais v'gematriais parparois l'chokhma. The tkufais that are parparois l'chokhma is referring to the inyan of knowing the mazalais, which is not even a mitzvah. It's just an inyan of zeros ba'alma to be makad Hashem Shemayim, and that's why it's called parparois l'chokhma. And says the Ramban, v'im kain, if you would mean to tell me that there was an actual mitzvah to know the tkufais, because tkufais is a reference to the inyan of the Kiddush HaChaydish, like the Rambam understands in the Bahag, so it would come out that when it says Tkufais Parparais L'Chachma, Parparais L'Chachma means, though that it's a mitzvah. Im kein tia chachma sa gematria mitzvah. So then you're going to tell me that gematria is also a mitzvah? Avada, that's not true. So it must be that just like gematria's Parparais L'Chachma is not a mitzvah, so too Tkufais Parparais L'Chachma is also not a mitzvah, and because it's talking about the inyan of knowing the mazalais and not the inyan of knowing the cheshbin of the chadashim. So this is machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam, how to understand how the Bahag understood the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, which is be'etzem, like we said before, also machlekes between Rashi and the Smag, how to understand pshat in the Gemara. Rashi and the Ramban both hold that it's just the inyan of knowing the mazalis, and like the Ramban is masber, it's not even a mitzvah gemura, it's just the mimzaris, the yedei davar, to be mefarsimit and predict the future to the Umas Olam, whereas the Smag and the way the Rambam understands the Bahag, it's a mitzvah gemura to be mechashev the tkufais of the Levana, and as I state also in the Sefer Yireyim, Simen Reish Samach, Vizel Hashainai, Shchishov tkufais, Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, Sheyachshavu tkufas chama umoldois halavana, Tichsiv beparshas v'schanon, Ushmartem v'asisem ki chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. And he brings down the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, which we mentioned before. Now, Lefi Rashi and Lefi the Ramban, it's understandable why the Gemara says that it's Chochmaschem Ubinatschem Le'enei Amim. Because the point of this mitzvah, which is less than a mitzvah Gemura, is in order to be Mefarsim the Chochma of Klal Yisrael, so that they should be admired by the Amim. Whereas according to the Smag, and according to the way the Rambam understands the Bahag, and according to the Urayim, that it's the Indian of being Mechashev, the Tkufei Sacham, and the Moldus Alavana, it's Sarach Iyam Ksas, why this is referred to Chochmaschem Ubinaschem Le'enei Ha'amim. And the answer could be explained, I'll be the words of the Stipler in a Sefer Chaya Olam and Simen Chav Gimel, and he brings that specifically in the way that Klal Yisrael is Mechashev, the Cheshbainus of the months, we can see the godless of Klal Yisrael. Because the Umas Ha'olam were Isaac and Mamik very much in Chochmas Atchuna, and they keep on changing their minds every few years what the proper Cheshbon is. And they never really got the Cheshbon properly. But our Kabbalah, that between every Chaydish and Chaydish, like the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Chafei Yemen Aleph, B'Shem Rabbi Gamliel, Kach Mekublani Mebeis Avi Abba, Ein Chidusha Shalavana Pachis Mechav Tes Yamim, Yud Beis Shois, V'Tav Shin Tzad Gimel Chalakim, that Cheshbon is a Cheshbon which has been working perfectly since Yemais Olam, and this is a source of pride, Klapei the Umais Olam. And he brings down over there from the Sefer HaBris, Chelek Aleph, Maimer Dalet, Paragimel, that the Chachmei Umas Olam were Maide, that from this it's Muchach, that the Nevuah HaAmitis, Haisa B'Yisrael. The fact that Klal Yisrael was able to be Mechaven to the exact perfect Cheshbon. And he also brings over there, B'Shem the Sefer HaYuchsin, that Kol Chachmei Umas Olam were Tameya, Be'inyan Diskviyas, that never went off a filu b'mashu. And this is a kiyum of the pasuk, ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. That's the chayr of the pashu pshat, according to these rishonim. Now, one more point, what be'emes is the yisoid and the shayrish of this mitzvah, that we should be mechashev in the tkufis and know the cheshbon of the levana? So it seems that on this there's also machlekes rishonim. The smag that we mentioned before says b'derech ha'pashut, that the Indian to know the Cheshbonis are in order to know which day is really Rish Chaydish and what day the Yom Tovim are Chal. However, the Rambam in the Tshuvas, Pe'er Hador, Tshuva Nun Gimel, they ask him a Shaila, this is the Lashon of the Shail, but Mesha Amru, this is the Chazal saying in the Gemara in Shabbos, Hayedei Al-Chashev B'tkufayis Mazalas Ve'ena B'chashev, etc. The Gemara says Dvarim Chamurim on such a person. Eich yizeachishov, what is this chishov? Uma yotzemizeh, and what's the purpose for it? And the Rambam answers back, Hatshuva chishov tkufas amazalas hu chachmas hatchuna b'chlal, which means the chachma of the hakafas achama and the levana. Uma shamarta ma yotzemizeh, this that you ask, what's the purpose of it? Kvar beir ameir b'braisav omar histakel maisav shemitoich kach atamaker esmish omar v'haya olam. Through looking at the ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through being mechashev the tkufais and the meiladus halavana, a person will come to be makir in the godless of the Eibishter. And as they state also in the Chayvus Halvavos in Shara Bechina, Perek Beis, one of his rayas from Chazal, that a person should be misbainin in the Bria and realize the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is from this Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey, that there's a mitzvah to be mechashev betkufais umazalas. So in summary, we discussed three inyanim. One inyan that we discussed was the Mishnah in Avos that says that Tkufes is a parparais l'chachma. So he said Rashi brings down two pirushim. Is it referring to the mazalos, or is it referring to the kafas acham of alavana? And we mentioned that Taisus Yantav says that even if it's referring to the kafas acham of alavana, it's only considered just parparais l'chachma if it's learned stam for the idea ba'alma, but not if it's being learned in order to understand when Rish Chaydish is supposed to fall out. The second inyan that we spoke about was the Gemara in Shabbos that says that it's a mitzvah to be mechashev tkufes umazalas. So we said there are two pirushim. Rashi and the way the Ramban learns in the Bahag, they learn that it's just talking about mazalas ba'alma. And the Ramban says that it's just a zeros, it's not really a mitzvah, that Klal Yisrael should tell the asidos to the Goyim so that the Goyim should admire Klal Yisrael. And the other pirush is the pshat of the Rambam and the pshat of the Urayim and the Smag, that they learn that it's the chishuv of the Akafes Acham of Alavana, and the smag seems that he's even geiris in the Gemara, not tkufais umazalais, but tkufais umailadais. And the third inyan that we spoke about is the Fidur Rishonim that learned that it's actually a mitzvah to be machashiv, the mailadus of the Levana. What's the shayrish of the mitzvah? So we saw that the Smag learns that it's in order to be able to know the proper time for Rosh Chodesh and for the Me'adim. Whereas the Rambam, in his Tshuva Per Adar, he says that it's in order to be Makir Misha Amar V'haya Olam, and Azai is also Mavur in Chayves Havavis. Ad Kan this Hakdama, before we start the Sugya, of actually being Mechashiv, the Chishuvim of the Levanim. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. We're not going to talk about the actual Cheshbainis that are brought down in the Gemara and the Rashi and the Taisus. We're going to talk about a few Yisoidus Tekenechudis that come out from the Iker Sugya. And we'll start with the Yisoid, which is obvious from the whole Sugya, that the month from Mailid to Mailid is approximately 29 and a half days. Therefore, the smoothest way to be Kaveya the Chadashim would be to have 129, 130, and then again back and forth 129 and 130, in a way that you have half the year, 6 months being 29, and half the year, the other 6 months being 30. Now in our Sugya it's Mavur that there are a total of three shitas as to whether the year necessarily has to be set up that way, or there's room sometimes to make more months Muberes or more months Chaserim. And there are two shitas of the Tanayim, the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana that's brought down on Tesamid Beis B'Shem L'Acherim, which is a mayor. And there are two shitas in the Gemara, Rav Huna and Ula, how to understand the Tana of our Mishnah, for a total of three shitas. So the Tana of our Mishnah says, on the Chesamid Beis, Ein Paichsin Me'arba Chadashim Hamu'u Barim B'Shana, V'lay Nira Yasser Al Shmaina. So the first half is Barer. You can't have less than 4 months being Chadashim Mu'ubarim. What's the second half? So on that is a Machlaikis, Rav Huna and Ula. Rav Huna holds that both lines in the Mishnah are referring to the Chadashim Mu'ubarim. Chadashim Mu'ubarim cannot be less than 4 out of the year and cannot be more than 8. Somewhere between 4 and 8. Therefore it comes out, the so too, the Gabi, the Chadashim that are Chaserim, they can't be less than 4 because you can't have more than Shmeinim Mu'ubarim, and they can't be more than 8 because you can't have less than Arba Mu'ubarim. That's Shitas Rav Huna. Whereas Shitas Ula is not like that. Shitas Ula is that the Mishnah is explaining Shat in the first line of the Mishnah. Ein Paichzim Rabba Chadashim Mubarim. You can't have less than 4 months than a Mubarim. Because, Le'nira Yesra Al-Shmaina, because you can't have more than 8 Chaserim. So we know that there's a minimum of 4 Mubarim. What's the minimum? How many Chaserim do you have to have? So it's Mavur in the Sugya. I in Tesamad Beis, Rashi B'Devir Maschel, B'Maik of Miflagi. And the little ice over there on the side in the Masoreis HaShas that changes from Afilu Ches Malayan to Afilu Zayin Malayan. It's Mavur over there that you have to have, according to Ula, a minimum of 6 months that are Chaserim. So it comes out as follows. According to Rav Huna, you have to have at least 4 months that are Mubarim and at least 4 months that are Chaserim. The middle 4 months, those could swing either this way or that way. Some of them could be Chaser, some of them could be Mubarim, or all of them could be Chaserim and all of them could be Mubarim. Whereas according to Ula, you have to have a minimum of 6 Chaserim and a minimum of 4 Mu'ubarim. And there are 2 months that are swing months that could either be both of them Mu'ubarim, both of them Chaserim, or one and one. Those are the two Shitas of the Amirayim as to the Tana of our Mishnah. And the Shita of the Acherim, as brought down in the Gemara, is that you can never have anything different than 6 months Mu'ubarim and 6 months Chaserim. And it's the exact Cheshbin, like we mentioned before, which ends up being an average of 29 and a half days per month. Now, L'chayr, we have to understand, first of all, the Bira Machlekes. L'chayr, the Acherim is right. That's the best way of cheshbining out the months. Why would the Tan of our Mishnah hold that you can do more than 6 months Chaserim, or according to Rav Huna, also more than 6 months Mu'ubarim? So the Pshat in this is, an Ayin and Rashi, in our Sugya of Tesamad Beis, and the proper Gerson Rashi over there is Ein Ma'abrinas Achaydish Litzayrech, and Azay Shait also in the next Rashi B'divya Maschel Hakam Ashmalan, and Azay is also Mavur in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah of Chafam and Aleph. So it's Mavur that the Achayrim hold that Ein Ma'abrinas Achaydish Litzayrech. You can never add on a Chaydish Ma'uber even though there's a Tzayrech. Now what Tzayrech are we talking about? So there are various things that qualify as a Tzayrech. The main tzayrich, as is Mavur in the Gemara, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, is that we shouldn't have Yom Kippur fall out either on Friday or on Sunday. We should not have Shabbos and Yom Kippur one after the other. And like the Gemara is Masber over there, because it's a problem either for Yarkaya or from Esaya, Ayin Sham in the Sugya. So this would be considered a Tzairich, that if it comes out Alpi Cheshbin, that Yom Kippur falls out either on a Friday or a Sunday, so we would be Ma'abr the Chaydish to push Yom Kippur off a day. The Acherim hold there's no such thing. Ain Ma'abr Nes HaChaydish L'Tzairich. There's never an excuse to push off it to be Ma'abr a Chaydish. And we always do 1 month 29, 1 month 30, V'chein Hala. That's according to the Shita of the Acherim. Whereas according to the Tana of our Mishneh, he holds Ma'abr Nes HaChaydish L'Tzairich. It's okay if there's a specific Tzairich of the specific need. We can be Ma'abr Nes HaChaydish. And even though it doesn't stream exactly with the one Chaydish being Chaser, one Chaydish being Malay, we'll catch up at some point, and it's okay. So therefore they hold that it is possible sometimes to have more Chadashim Me'ubarim in the year than Chaserim, according to Rav Huna, and definitely more Chadashim that are Chaserim than Me'ubarim, according to both Manda Amrim in our Gemara. Now, why Dafka that number? So that's Mavura in the Gemara. Rav Huna explains that it's okay to set up the year in a way that Rosh Hashanah will come out either 1 day before the Maalid or 1 day after the Maalid. But that Rosh Hashanah should come out 2 days before the Maalid or 2 days after the Maalid, that's a problem, because the people are going to be Meranin against Beis Din. And therefore the Gemara makes the Cheshbon that Rav Huna holds, according to the Mishnah, that if you do Shmaina Me'ubarim or Shmaina Chaserim, that could still be within the realms of Rosh Hashanah just being 1 day off, but you can't do more than that. That's Shitas Rav Huna. Shitas Ula, however, is that it's okay for Beis Din to be Makdim and make Rosh Hashanah 1 day before the Maalid, because people won't be Meranin against Beis Din. They'll say the fact that we didn't see the Maalid doesn't mean anything. Maybe there are other people that did see it. But it's not okay to make Rosh Hashanah even 1 day after the Maalid, even though it's only 1 day, that could still be a cause for Rinan against Beis Din, which works out according to his Cheshbon that it's okay to have more than six Chaserim, but it's not okay to have more than six Me'ubarim. Adkan, the basis of the sugya. Now, L'chaira, there's a major Yisaitis Tikkakasha in this entire sugya, because we know that in the times of Chazal, there are Makadish L'chaydish Alpi Re'iyah. Like the Rambam tells us historically in Hilchas Kiddush L'chaydish, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, U'me'ei Masai Eschilu Kol Yisrael L'chashiv B'cheshbin Zeh, at which point did Klal Yisrael start being Makadish L'chaydish Alpi the Cheshbin and not Alpi Re'iyah? Misoiv Chachmi Talmud. Only at the end of the time of the Chachmei Talmud. Avu bimei Chachmei Mishneh, v'chein bimei Chachmei Talmud, ad yimei Abaye v'Rava, al kviyas Eretz Yisrael ha-yusayimchen, and like the Rambam is Masbir, they were Mekadosh al-pi the Re'iyah. So the Chayrim Kain, all the Mishnayas were in the Tkufa that they were Mekadosh al-pi the Re'iyah. Like it's Mavur, and many other Mishnayas in other Masechtos. I and the Mishnayas in Masechtos Rosh Hashanah and in other places. So in Cain, if they're Mekadosh Alpi Re'iyah, so there are very direct halachas. If the Edom come on day 30, they're Mekadosh L'chaydish. If the Edom don't come on the day 30, so they Ma'abr the Chaydish. Where is there a makam to make Cheshbonis Bechlal as to how many Chadashim are we going to make Mu'barim and how many we're going to make Chaserim? The Chayrit should all be Tali in when the Edom come. And the same question could be on this Yisrael that we said, Ma'abr Nes HaChaydish L'tzairich, which means that sometimes we push off the Chaydish in order that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall out next to Shabbos. How is that possible? The Chayra from a Kadosh Alpi Re'iyah, where is there a Makim Bechlal to push off and for Beis Din to decide what day Rish Chaydish is going to be? Shouldn't that depend what day the Edom actually come? This is the sadistic question that we have to ask in our sugya. And the emes is that if you want to understand this sugya properly, I would refer you to be Ma'ayin in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav. We're going to pull out the Ikar Yisaidis HaMuvuarim in the Gemara and in the Rishayim in our Sugya and in the Sugya over there in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And we'll start first with the Shita of the Acherim. Be'emes, there's a Gemara in our Sugya on the Daftes Amud Beis that asks the Kasha on the Nusach of the Acherim that says, Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres Ve'ein Bein Rosh Hashanah LaRosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Bilvad. Why did the Acherim say it in such a way? They should have just said clearly, Ein Ma'abrin HaSachaydish LaTzeirich. We never switch the time of the Ibra Chaydish, even if there's a Tzairich. And Mamele will understand that you're supposed to do 1 month Chaser and 1 month Malay. Why does the Acherim have to go ahead and make the Cheshbon for us and tell us that there's always a 4 day interval between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara answers, HaKamash Malon d'lei be'inon mitzvah lekadesh al pi hari'iyah. Which means to say, like Rashi is masber, that if not for the Acherim's Cheshbon, you would think that although Ein Ma'abrinas HaChadosh L'Tzayrek, but what happens if L'maisa Edom didn't come by Yom Shleishim, and they only came by Yom Shleishim Ve'echad? So you would think that in order to be Makadosh L'Chadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, in such a case, we would not be Makadosh it B'Yom Shleishim, even if Al Pi Cheshbon, that's a month that's supposed to be Chaser, and we would push it off, we would be Makadosh it B'Yom Shleishim Ve'echad. Avdem Zagan D'Acherim that no, Lo'i Be'inan Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, and we always go according to the cheshbon of chaser male, etc. Now, the chayr we have to understand, what does he mean when he says, loy be'inan mitzvah lekadosh al pi re'iyah? Does he mean that there's no such mitzvah? The Gemara Arei Masech L'Shana Davchav learns from a pasuk, kazer re'ei v'kadesh, that there's a mitzvah to be mekadosh al pi re'iyah. So the Briskerov, in his contrast on Hilchos Kodesh HaChodesh, on page 10, he says, Avada the Acherim agree that there is a mitzvah to be Makadosh al pi re'iyah. Nevertheless, Be'etzem, there's a halacha l'meishim in Sinai, ukemevur ba'erech in Divrei Arambam, which we're going to bring later, that Bezdin has a koyach to be kaveya what their Rish Chaydish is going to be, al pi their own cheshbainus. It's not that they could only make Rish Chaydish if they had Edom that saw the re'iyah salavana. They also have their own koyach to be kaveya the Chaydish. Now, because of the importance of the cheshbon of the year working out properly, and the months working out not too far from the Meilet, so therefore, the importance of having one chaydish be 29 and one chaydish being 30, so to balance the months properly, outweigh the mitzvah of being mekadosh al pi re'iyah. And in a situation where they can't be mekadosh al pi re'iyah and keep with the cheshbon, Bezdin overrides that mitzvah. The lashon of the Briskerov is, loy mishkichinon al ha de mitzvah lekadosh. We don't pay that attention. And therefore, you exercise their right as Bezdin to be Makadosh L'Chaydosh Al Pi Cheshbon, even though they're going to lose out on the mitzvah. Now, Avada in a situation where they can be Makadosh Al Pi Re'iyah and keep with the Cheshbon, of course they're going to be Mekayim that mitzvah. But in a situation where there's a steerer between the two, Lei Mishkechinan on the mitzvah, and instead we keep the Chadashim in their proper Seder, and they exercise the right that Bezdin has, Mi'alocha L'Mishim Sinai, to be kaveya the chadashim according to their own cheshbon. That's the shita of the Acherim. The Acherim also hold, like we said, that because of this importance, we're not even ma'abras achaydish letzayrich. Even though that means that sometimes Yom Kippur will fall out on a day that's adjacent to Shabbos, and that's going to pose certain problems. Nevertheless, the ikar is to keep it with the cheshbon of one malay, one chaser, one malay, and one chaser. And we don't look at the fact that Yom Kippur might come out on a problematic day, and we don't look at the fact that there's a mitzvah l'kadosh al pi re'iyah. That's the shita of the Acherim. What's the shita of the Tan of our Mishnah? So on that, there's a major machlekes rishayim between Rashi, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Sadia Gaon. So we'll first say b'kitzer what each one of their shitas are, and then b'siyata d'shmaya will be marchiv about each one. Shitas Rashi, uchamavur b'dvarav in the sugi m'sech Rosh Hashanah daf chof, and in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amud Beis, is that Be'emes is a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. And we always Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. Nevertheless, Bezdin has a koyach to manipulate the Edom and have the Edom be made a day late, or according to some shitas, even a day early, so that we should be able to be Ma'abras HaChodesh HaTzayrech, so we should be able to do the Tzayrech, for example, that Yom Kippur shouldn't come out either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Now, once we're Ma'abras HaChodesh HaTzayrech, it could come out that there'll be an uneven amount of chadashim mu'ubarim or chadashim chaserim, which is where our Mishnah comes to play, that ein ma'isifin yaser than four chadashim mu'ubarim, v'lein nire yaser al shmeine chadashim, Ravornu according to his malach, and Ula according to his malach. That's the first shita, shita's Rashi. The shita of the Rambam is that be'ikr, the proper way of b'mekadosh l'chaydish is al pi re'iyah. And when Edom come and they tell us when they saw the Chiddush Alavana, there is no way to diverge from what the Edom say. And Rish Chaydish has to be specifically on the day that Edom say. If they say they saw the Chiddush Alavana on the 30th day, so it's going to be a Chaydish Chaser. And if they only say they saw the Alavana on the 31st day, it's going to be a Chaydish Malay. The halachas that we find of Ma'abinus HaChaydish Litzayrech, or this that it's Mavor in our Mishnah, of Ein Paichsen Me'arba Chadashim U'barin V'lein Nir Al Yasem Mishmeine Chadashim, all that is negay in a case where there are no Edom that are being Mekadosh L'Chaydosh Al Pi Re'iyah. For example, Bizmanenu, that there's no Sanhedrin, so you can't be Makabel Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, so then we go Al Pi Cheshbon. Or, as Dr. Rambam, and even in a case when the Sanhedrin was Kayam, if you have a case where the sky is cloudy, so the Eidim can't see the Levana, in those cases also, you can Makadosh Al Pi Cheshbon. And the Rambam says that there's a halacha l'meishem Sinai, that Bizman, that you can't be Makadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, that you Makadosh Al Pi Cheshbon. And in those cases where you kaveh the Reish Chaydash Al Pi Cheshbon, that's where these dinim were gezakt gevaren, damer abnes a chaydash l'tzayrich, and the halach of our sugya of ein peichsin me'arba chadashim of me'ubarim, and le'nira yasser al shmeina chadashim. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So b'kitzer, there are two tracks according to the Rambam. There's a track of being mekadosh l'chaydash al pi re'iyah. There, we go strictly with what the Edom say. And then there's a track where we can be mekadosh l'chaydash al pi re'iyah, or mekadosh al pi cheshbon. That's where these halachas were gezakt gevaren. That's the second shita, the shita of the Rambam. The third shita is the shita of Rav Sadia Gaon and Rabbeinu Hananel. Rav Sadia Gaon is brought down in various Yeshayinim, Ayin in the Chuvas of the Tashbetz, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, and Ayin in the Sefer HaIbor to one of the Rishayinim, Rav Avram Ben Chia. They bring down the shita of Rav Sadia Gaon, Ba'arichos, and so do other Rishayinim bring him down. Rabbeinu Hananel is brought down in the Rabbeinu Bechaya Ala Taira, in Parshas Bay. Parag Yud Beis Pasuk Beis. Their shita is that BeEmes Mimais Oilam, always the proper way of being Mekadosh L'Chaydash was only Al Pi Cheshbon. And the fact that they started Bimei HaMishneh to be Mekabel Eidim, to be Mekadosh L'Chaydash Al Pi Re'iyah, that was just an order to go against the Kaifrim, to show them that even if we're Mekabel Eidim, we'll see that our Cheshbon is correct. But BeEmes, the proper way of doing it is always Al Pi Cheshbon. Mimela always, they always adhere to the rules of being ma'aber es ha'chaydash l'tzayrach, for example, that Yom Kippur shouldn't come out on Friday or Sunday, and also the rules of Muvarim and Arasugya, that you can't be paiches from Arba Chadashim U'ubarim, and v'leinira al yeser mishmayin Chadashim. Those are the three shitas. So b'kitzer, Rashi shita is you always go al pi'ri'iyah, but you can manipulate the Eidim to come late or early, and that's with halachas and Egeah. The Rambam Shita is that there are two tracks. B'makom you go al pi re'iyah, we only go al pi re'iyah. But b'makom where we go al pi cheshbon, that's where these halachas are said of ma'aber nes ha'chaydash l'tzayrich and how many mu'ubarim and how many chaserim you need. And the Shita of Rav Sadia Gaon and Rabbeinu Hananel is that we always go al pi cheshbon and the halachas are always negeah because the cheshbonos aren't just purely astronomical cheshbonos. They have halachas to them, like ma'aber nes ha'chaydash l'tzayrich and the halachas of our sugya of how many chadashim mu'ubarim and how many chadashim chaserim you need. And the Indian of Edom was just to go connect the Kaifrim. And now let's go through each Shita one by one with the various things that have to be clarified in each one. The Shita of Rashi, which we said, the Be'emes from Akadash Apiriyah, the Chayri, he's coming from this that the Gemara says over there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, Chaydash Hazel Lachem, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh. We need to see the Chidash Alavana and be Makadash Chaydash based on that. Nevertheless, he says that we can manipulate the Edom at need. And there's a machlekes in the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah, if we could only manipulate the Edom and tell them to come after the day that they saw it. For example, if they saw it on the 30th day, we could be ma'ayim, we could threaten the Edom and tell them not to come that day, but only to come the next day. Or it's possible even to make the Edom come earlier. Even if they didn't actually see the Levana Bechlal, we can tell them, come on the 30th day, so that you should be made b'sheker, that you saw the Levana, so that we can make Rish Chaydash earlier. Ayin Sham in the Sugya, different Shitas and different Echatimtsis, different Chadashim, when we do Ibra Chaydash Atzairach, and when we also can do Chisra Chaydash Atzairach by being Ma'ayim the Edim. So it comes out of Meritik Chiddush from this Gemara of Ma'ayim in the Edim, that we can actually be Mekadash Chaydash based on Edim that are being made Edus Sheker. And as I state also Mefurish in the Taisus Arash, Mesechta Ksubis, Taf Lamed Beizim and Aleph. He says over there that Edom Zayman is Hutter Meklalai. In what case is Hutter Meklalai that there's no din Edom Zayman? Kegoyin Be'edus HaChaydash. Kedamrinam B'reish Hashana. Ma'ayim in Esa Edom Loimar Sharoa Esa Chaydash. Afa Bishalei Ra'o. You see in Reish Hashana that we can be Ma'ayim, we can threaten the Edom and tell them to say an Edus which they never saw. She'ein Mekachin Esa Chaydash El Al Pi Kabbalah Edus. Be'emes, we have to makabel the Eidus to makadosh l'chaydash, like Shitas Rashi. Umihu mutter l'kachoy al pi Eidus sheker. Nevertheless, it's mutet from a kaddish to edus based on edus sheker. Dichsiv asher tikru aisam va'afilu sheigin va'afilu meziden. So the Taisa Rush over here is adding an explanation. What's the reason why we can be makabel api edus sheker? It's based on this that the Gemara darshins asher tikru aisam that it's totally in kriyas bezdin afilu sheigin afilu meziden. Even if bezdin b'mezid is kaveya the Rish Chaydash should be on a day that it's not supposed to be. Nevertheless, Bezdin has the koyach to make the Rish Chaydash be be'emes chal on that day. And it's based on this that the Edim, which Bezdin is being samech on, don't have to be Edim that are Edei Emes. They can be Edei Sheker. Va'afilu b'mezid. Because the Indian of Kiddush HaChaydash is mitli taloi in the chachma of Bezdin, regardless if it's actually the truth that there was a Rias Rish Chaydash or not. Now, there are a number of things that we have to still clarify about this. First of all, one question that has been asked by the Achrayim is that L'chayre, making Edom say an Edus Sheker, even if that's enough in regards to Kiddush HaChaydash, like the Taisa Rosh says, L'chayre, why are they not over on the Isra of Leisane? So it's Yidua to answer, I'll be the Sheet of Rabbi Kiveger, Masech Tamakis, Dav Beis. He says the Isra of Leisane doesn't apply to Edus of Kiddush HaChaydash, because Leisane bereacha ksiv. The Isra of Leisane is only when it's being done keneged his rea, and somebody's losing out on account of the Edus. But being the Kiddush HaChaydash is not directly making anybody lose out. There's no Isra of Leisane bereacha. This is the Chiddush Tekashita of Reb Kiveger, but the Rishayim in Masech Tamakis Dav Beis are mavur that they didn't understand that way. Another mahalach can be found in the Emek Racha, in the Indian of Kiddush HaChaydash, Simen Beis. He says simply that the Isra of Leisane is only in a situation where we need Edus Emes, and if there be Emes Edei Sheker, the din is going to be Gepaskin the wrong way, then there's the Isra of Leisane. But being that the Halacha in regards to Kiddush HaChaydash is that we can rely the Chatchila even on Edus Sheker, so there's no Isra of Leisane. That's the second Mahalach. A third Mahalach can be found on the Stipler in Kilas Yaakov in Masech Rosh Hashanah, Simen Chaf. He says that the Isra of Leisane is only in a situation where the Edom are fooling Bezdin. But over here, where Bezdin, they themselves are the one that are requesting that the Edom should be made Edus Sheker, there's no Isra of Leisane. So these are the three possible Mahalchim that are found in the Achrayim, why there's no Isra of Leisane. But the Chayra, the Emes is that there's a much more basic question than the Isra of Leisane. The Chayra, what's the point b'chlal of being Makabal Edus? Always Edus is an oifen of beerer to know what the truth is. In a situation where it's clear to Bezdin that the Edom are not saying the truth, so why bring Edom Bechlal? Why bother the Edom to say anything? What kind of taikif is there to the Edus Bechlal if the Edom, the Chatchila, are telling us something that's not Emes? L'chayre, it shouldn't even have a Shem Edus. Edus is testimony. They're saying over what happened, and we're assuming that it's true. But that they should say Dvarim Ba'alma, Stam Diburim, which we know they're not true, why is that considered Edus Bechlal? This is a Mari Dike Shverkeit and a Mari Dike Chiddush in the Sugya. So L'chayre, we can shell suit to this a famous Rambam in Hilchas Yisaydi HaTayra, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, where he says in regards to the Etzem Inyan of Edus, Zelashaynai, Tzivanu Lachtei Chadavra Al Pishnei Edim. The Torah was mitzava us to paskan adin based on two Edim, Va'af Al Pishnei Einanu Yaidim Im Emes Ha'idu Im Sheker. Even though we don't have a idea whether or not what they're saying is Emes or Sheker. It's not clear what the Rama means when he says, Einanu Yaidim Im Emes Ha'idu Im Sheker. L'chayra, once the Torah tells us to believe Edim, so now we do know that what they're saying is Emes. The Imre Bina in Hilchos Edus, Simon Aleph, he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam is teaching us that the Indian of Edus is a Xeris Akasov to be Chayte Chadin Al Piyam, to go according to what they said, and it's not actually an Amonis. Although we do find in Shas that the Gemara always uses the Lashon of Amonis, it's not to be taken literally that the Torah tells us to believe and assume that what they're saying is actually true. Even if we don't believe them on a level of Amonis, the Etzem fact that they said so, the Torah is mitzava us to go with that, ki'ilu it's emes. But the halacha remains that ain anu yaidim, we have no yediyah, and there's no din to actually believe them, im emes he'idu, im sheker he'idu. Al pi this, it comes out that every edus ba'etzem is lav davka edus emes. It's just a din to go with what they said. Now, if the edim are found zaymimin, so there's a din Torah, Xeris HaKasav, that tells us that once we found that they're zaymimin, they weren't really mayid, so then there's a bittul in the edus, and therefore, we no longer have it in to go with that Eidus. But Kol Zman, that we're not Mazim the Eidim, the fact that we go with the Eidus has nothing to do with the fact that we're assuming that what the Eidus is saying is actually the truth. It's a din to go with the dibor of the Eidus. And it has a Shem Eidus mitzah the dibor alone. Memela, that helps us at least a little bit in our sugya, because once we see that the Shem Eidus is not mitli tali in the assumption that what they're saying is true, so you see that the fact that it has a Shem Eidus is because of their dibor, regardless of whether it's clear that what they're saying is true or not. So too we can say in our sugya that even if it's clear that what they're saying is sheker, it still has a Shem Eidus. The dibor of the Eidim itself has a Shem Eidus, and the din Torah that we should be Makadosh al pi Re'iyah just means that we should be Makabel al pi the Hadoas Eidus of Eidim. Whether what they said actually transpired or not is irrelevant. The Ikar is that there should be a dibor and an Eidus, a Hagodah mitzah the Eidim, and we should be Makadosh to Chaydish and be Chaytik the din al pi that. Azoy kum tais, Mari the Chaydish from this Sugya, the Fi Shitas Rashi, and Kamavur also in the Taisus of Rosh Masechet Ksuvos. Now let's go on to the Shita of the Rambam. So we mentioned that the Rambam's Shita is that there are two tracks. Either you can be Mekadosh HaChadosh Alpi Re'iyah, or you can be Mekadosh HaChadosh Alpi Cheshbon. And the halacha that Ma'abin as a Chadosh Letzairich, or the halacha is an Arasugya, how many Chadoshim Ubarim and how many Chadoshim Chaserim there are, is all going in a case where Bezin is being Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon and not Alpi Re'iyah. And I'm going to read out the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. Zok the Rambam, Dover Zeh Halacha Meish Mesinayu. There's a Halacha Meish Mesinayu Shebizman Sheyesh Sanhedrin, Koyven Al Re'iyah. Ubizman Sheyin Shom Sanhedrin, Koyven Al Cheshbon Zu, She'anu Mechashman Bay Hayoim, Ve'ein Nizkokin Le'riyah. These are the two tracks. When there are Sanhedrin, then we have to be Kaveh on the Re'iyah. And when there's no Sanhedrin, we're Kaveh Alpi the Cheshbon, and we don't need Re'iyah. The Rambam later, in Perek Yud Ches, is very much Myrick in the Inyan, that sometimes even when there is a Sanhedrin, it's possible that they can't be Kaveh Alpi Re'iyah, because it could be a few months, one after the other, that specifically on Rish Chaydish, there was cloudy, and there was no Re'iyah possible. Zog the Rambam, and over there in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Ches, Elo HaKabbalah Shebiyad HaChachamim Ish Mipi Ish Mipi Maish Rabbeinu Kahu Shebizman Shelo Yira Yarech B'Tchilas HaChadashim Chaydash HaChaydash. In such a situation where we cannot see the moon in the beginning of the Chaydash month after month, Bezdin Kaivin Chaydash Me'ober Meshleishim Yayim V'Chaydash Chatsim Yitishav Esim Yayim V'Chein V'Chashvin V'Kaivin Chaydash Me'ober V'Chaydash Chatsim B'Kviya Loi B'Kiddush. In such a situation, we do 1 month 30, 1 month 29, back and forth and back and forth. Bekviya, that's called the Kviya Sechaydish, Belei Bekiddush, that's not called Kiddush Sechaydish, because the Lashon Kiddush, Alter Rambam, is reserved only when we're Mekadosh Alpi Re'iyah. So here again is the same Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai, that there are two tracks. And then the Rambam says later, again in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud, V'chol Shetimtse B'Talmud, anytime you find in the Gemara, Midvarim Shemarin Shebeznan Seimchen Al Cheshbon, Umipi Moshe Mesinai, Shahadavar Mosur Lehem, Varashus B'yadam, Lechaser Oy Le'aber. This is because it's a Halacha Moshe Mesinai that Bezin has a Kayak and they have Rashus to be Mechaser, to be Ma'aber. And he says more in Halacha Yud Aleph, V'chein Zeh Sha'omru Chachamim, Shema'aber Nes HaChaydash L'Tzoyrech, Hu B'chadoshim Eilu, Shema'aber Naisan L'Fi Cheshbon, V'aisen Echad Malei V'Echad Chaser. This that we find Ma'aber L'Tzoyrech is only in these kind of Chadoshim where they're not be Mekadosh Alpi Re'iyah. Therefore, Bezin has the liberty to be Mekadosh properly according to the Cheshbainis, whichever Tzayrach that they have. But in a case where they do it Alpi Re'iyah, we may not do so. Adkan Divrei HaRambam. The Chayr of the Mashmayis is that the Halacha Meish Mesinai is that there are actually two tracks of how to be Mekadosh Chaydash. And it's interesting that there should be a Halacha Meish Mesinai which tells us that even though Be'etzem, we should be Mekadosh Alpi Re'iyah, but when that's not possible, when we're in a matzav of b'di'eved, now there's another Halacha Meish Mesinai, then it's Nischadosh, or there's a Kayach for Bezdin to be Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon. So that means to say that whether or not Bezdin could be Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon, or they're Meshubit to the Eidim, the Halacha Meish Mesinai is that Gufa is Mitli Tali, whether or not they can be Mekadosh Alpi Eidim Alpi Re'iyah, or they can't. And the minute that they can't, then they get their Kayach to be Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon. This is a Davar Mechudesh Ma'ayt. But the Brisker Rav, in his contrast of Kiddush HaChodesh, on page 10, he says that that's not the Pshat. And he says that just like we see from the Acherim, that Behemes, Bezdin always has a Kayach to be Makadish al pi the Cheshbain, and they don't have to Dafka be Makadish al pi the Riyah. So too we can learn to the Tan of our Mishnah that he also holds that Behemes, Bezdin always has the Kayach to be Makadish al pi the Cheshbain, and they don't need Riyas Edom. It's just that there's a mitzvah Lekadish al pi Riyah, and Kazera Eva Kadesh is the mitzvah Ba'alma. But the actual Kayach that Bezdin has is a Kayach that they always have. Now in certain situations, Bezdin wants to do the mitzvah and be Mekadosh al pi Re'iyah, and they relinquish their Kayach to be Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon. And in certain situations, Bezdin is Oymen on their Kayach and they're Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon, and they're not Mashkiach and they disregard the mitzvah. The Acherim hold, like we said, that they always disregard the mitzvah. The Ikar is it has to go al pi Cheshbon. If B'mikra comes out that they could do the mitzvah be Mekadosh al pi Re'iyah, good. But if not, that's also good. Whereas the Tan of our Mishnah holds that usually the mitzvah of Kiddush al pi Re'iyah takes precedence. Just in a case where they can't be Mekayim that mitzvah, so then their hands are tied behind their back, they're an Oinus, they can't be Mekayim the mitzvah anyway. So now Bezdin's going to go ahead and intervene and be Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon, because if you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah anyway, they may as well utilize their Koyach and work out the years and the Chadashim in the best possible way. Azoy zok the Brisker Rav, Pshat in the Rambam. Now, even though the Rambam is not so mashma like that, the Rambam's Ashmayas is that Alocha Mesh Misinai is that when there's a Sanhedrin, they must do Alpi Re'iyah, and it sounds like they don't have a Koyach. But the Brisker Rav says we have to be Matchik in the Rambam because Avada, there can't be the Pshat that the Koyach of Bezdin is Mitli Tali in their ability to Mekadosh Alpi Re'iyah or not. But rather, what the Rambam really means is that they always have the Koyach, just the mitzvah sometimes gets in the way. But in a case where you can't be Mekadosh the mitzvah anyway, then they revert back to the Koyach and the Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon. There are other Achranim that don't learn like the Brisker Rav, specifically Maron Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Shekel HaKodesh on Hilchas Kiddush HaKodesh in the beginning of Perek Zayin in the Bir Halacha. His Mashmayis very much is that he's not learning the Rambam like the Brisker Rav understood it, and it's actually like the Pashtus of the Rambam that there are two tracks Lagamri. But Akoponim, this is the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav. We have to speak out one more important point, Lefi the Shitas Rambam, that L'chayra Harei, we mentioned that the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav says that there's a concept of Ma'aymin ala Edim, we threaten the Edim, or we're matred them, so that they shouldn't say the Edus that they want to say. This was the Makar to Shitas Rashi, that even though the Ikar is Alpi Re'iyah, still Bezdin could get it done Alpi their Cheshbon by manipulating the Edim. How does the Rambam learn that Gemara? So the Rambam himself, in Perek Gimel, Halachat Esvav, has a different Mahalach. Ayin Sham Ba'irich, he has a different Pshat in the Gemara, and therefore he's able to learn like his Mahalach, that when there's Edei Re'iyah, we go exactly with what the Edim say, and the Cheshbon does not play a role B'chlal, and not like Shitas Rashi. The third Shita in the Sugya is the Shita of Reb Sadia Gaon and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ayin B'Rabbeinu B'Chaya that we mentioned, in Parshas Bo'i, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Beis, and he brings down the famous Avos Rav Nosson that talks about the story of how Tzadik and Baisois were Naita Leminos. And he says, V'zel Hashaynai, Kacho Yinoyegin Kol Yisrael L'Kvaya Chadoshim Al Pi HaCheshbin Elef U'mei Yashanim Mimois Moshe Rabbeinu Va'ad Antignois Reish Goylev Reish Sanhedrin. Be'emes, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, for 1,100 years, Klai Yisrael was Naik to be Kaveh the Reish Chaydish only according to the Cheshbin, and not al pi Re'iyah b'chlal. What happened in the time of Antigonus? Hayu b'chlal talmidav shnayim. He had two talmidim included in his talmidim, v'heim tzadik u'baisos. U'kshadarash lehem, when Antigonus ishsoichai said his famous memra, which is in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, al tiu ka'avodim ha'mishamshin atzarav amanas l'kabel pras, elo ka'avodim ha'mishamshin atzarav shaloy amanas l'kabel pras, nichna sofik b'libam, v'chashvu she'en oynish v'schar v'yotzul tarbizro. Tzadik and Baisa said, must be, if our Rebbe is telling us not to be oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu menasa kal b'pras, must be that maybe the pras that we're told that we're going to get in Olam Haba is not really expected to come, which is why we shouldn't be oyved al menas kein. And ayin in the Lashon of the Avos Rav Nosson, Perikei, the Arichas on this. Zot Rabbeinu B'chaye, v'eschilu le'oirer b'zeh b'kviyos hayareach. On account of the fact that the Yatzal Tavis Ra, they started to be ma'orer in the inyan of kviyas ha'yareach. Va'amru ki'ein ikra ha'mitzvah l'kvaya chadashim al pi cheshben, ki'im b'riyas ha'levana. V'hu ha'davar ha'tzaydik v'ha'mechoven. And they said that we shouldn't do it al pi the cheshben, but only al pi the ri'ya, and that's the proper way. This is what Tzadik and Baisa started to say. Because of that, Zogt Rebbeinu B'chai Vayter, v'hotzrichu chachmei ha'dor l'hakhish devrayim. Chachmei ha'dor saw a need to go ahead and be makhish, contradict what they're saying, v'lo'idia lehem v'rayas gemuris, and to prove v'rayas gemuris that their cheshben is correct. And later on, he says, v'maisef another shtickle, u'mashatimtzel rabbi senu zuchana levracha, d'mus tzureis levanais, ha'yul rabbi gamliel bala yosei ala tavla b'kaisel, this that we find in the Mishnah Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Gamliel had a tavla, a tablet with different pictures of the Levana in his aliyah. Shebehen hayamaris adyaitis. He's to point to those when the adyaitis is to come to be made. Hakavana bezeh, ki Rabbi Gamliel also tzuris halalu. The reason why he made these tzuris was levair l'talmidai tzadik ubaisis, yudi osai b'mahalach ha'levana b'chal chaydish v'chaydish. When the Mishnah says maris adyaitis, it's referring to the talmidim of tzadik ubaisis. And Rav Gamliel wanted to show them his yediyah in the Mahalach HaLevana. V'chi hu yedeya b'chol chaydish v'chaydish be'ezet tzura tivalet im arucha im ksora v'kametiyah gavaya b'galdol ule'ezet tzatiyah naita. Rav Gamliel would point to them and say, look, you want to see how meduyik the chachma of Chazal is? I'm going to show you exactly all the different variations and exactly how the Levana is actually going to come out to be in this chaydish. V'haya b'chol chaydish v'chaydish mevar le'talmidim v'amar lohem. He's to foretell and predict exactly what the Levana is going to look like. And exactly like he predicted, the Edom came and they were made b'chol chaydish v'chaydish. V'kivan sh'ro'u kach, chaydish achar chaydish, shana achar shana, nizbar lehem she'en ha'ikr ela ha'cheshban v'batlu divrei ha'cholkim. That was the beer and showed that the Chachma of Chachmei Chazal was Meduyik Mamish, and that the Edom were always made exactly as what Rabbi Gamliel predicted ahead of time. And with that, it was bottled the Taina of Tzadik Umbaisis, and they came to trust and rely on the Cheshvin. V'avu b'shoi makabla me'edim, even though we find the Mishnais that used to makabla the Edom, Zeichel Adavar, that was just as a Zeicher. But lehaya smichas bezin, the ikar smicha bezin, ki'im al hakeshbin. Adkan divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, as it's brought down in the Rabbeinu Bechaye, and that's also the shita of Reb Sadia Goyim. Rabbeinu Bechaye over there brings down six rayas to this shita, and we'll mention one of the rayas. The first raya that he brings is, how is it possible to say that the ikar kavan of the Torah, kazera evi kadesh, was to be makadesh al pi ri'ya? Harei, at the time that the Torah was given, they were in the Midbar, and they had a Naniya covered on top of them during the day, and Amud Eish at night. So Be'achreich, at the time that the Torah was given, it was given Be'eifin, that the proper way to be Mekadosh the Chaydosh was through Cheshbin, and not through Re'iyah. Now the Chayr, of course, the other Rishonim can answer, that even if it technically wasn't possible when they were in the Midbar, that doesn't matter. A lot of things weren't technically possible. They couldn't be over the Isra of doing Harisha on Shabbos either, because there was no Sada to be Harish. It was only the sand in the Midbar. That doesn't mean that the Ikra Din Torah isn't that. The fact that they couldn't be Mekayim, Kiddush HaChadosh Al-Pi Re'iya, so during those times, Be'achreach, Be'ayinus, they had to be Mekadosh Al-Pi the Cheshbin. But it doesn't mean that the Ikra Mitzvah is not meant to be Al-Pi Re'iya. Ayin Shom, five other Rayas that he says. But HaKaponim Utznegeya, our Sugya, and the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof, according to this shita, it comes out very gishmak. Because being that ve'ikar their makadish always al pi cheshbin, the inyan of the Edom was just to prove that the cheshbin is actually right. So the halachas like in pa'ichsin ba'arba chadashim u'barim b'shana, v'lay nira yasa al shmeina, those halachas apply every single chaydish, because ve'ikar their makadish al pi cheshbin. And so too, the halachas of ma'abrinas a chaydish l'tzairich also always apply. And the inyan of ma'ayimin ala Edom is also not shver, because Be'emes, the Edus was just an Indian Ba'alma to prove Keneged the Kaifrim. But it wasn't really a Kabbalah's Edus, there was no real Edus necessary, and even if Edus Sheker doesn't have a Shem Edus Bechlal, that's fine. It was just a tactic in order to win over the Kaifrim. Now, this that the Gemara over there darshins from the pasuk of Achaydash Azelachem, Kazer Re'e V'Kadesh, you have to say, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and Ipsad Yigoyin, that that's only an Asmachta Ba'alma, but there really isn't such a mitzvah saseh to be Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah. Now, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, Masechta Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, he alludes to this Shita, and he's very sharp against this, because he says that all the Mishnayis are mashma, that the Ikar way to be Mekadesh to Chaydash was al pi Re'iyah's Bezdim. Ve'elu ha'ikarim shezacharti lach, hi derech ha'chakira b'Re'iyah's Alavana. Vani tameya me adam yakchesh ha'ra'us, v'yoymer ki dasa Yehudim eina b'nuya al Re'iyah's Alavana, elo al-cheshbon bovad. So he's tameya, how could anybody be makash this? And he goes on to say that whoever was makash this, referring to Rav Sadia Gaon and Rabbeinu Chananel, just had to do that in order to win over their baldin, and it doesn't matter if he's damalei b'sheker or b'emes. But avade, probably he himself also believes, ki ha'ikar datenu banoi al ha'ri'iyah. Adkan, the taina of the Rambam. We'll mention one of the kashas that's asked on this mahalach, is that array one of the klalim, now that we're makadosh al pi cheshben, is loy adu reish. The Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the reason why it can't fall out on Wednesday and Friday is because of the yisrei that we mentioned, that Yom Kippur can't fall out adjacent to Shabbos. And the reason why it can't fall out on Sunday is because then it's going to come out that Yom Ha'arava, Hashanah Rabbah, falls out on Shabbos, and that's not good because we don't want to be mevatel the minig of Chavitas Ha'arava. But already we find many Mishnayos that are mavur that there were situations when it was chal b'ayfen of adu reish. And so to the other klal of loy bidu Pesach, that Pesach can't fall out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we find Mishnayos that talk about Pesach being chal in such a way. Now l'chayre bishlam, according to the Mahalach of Rashi, or the Rambam, we can say that even though be'emes al p'cheshben, they shouldn't fall out on any of those days. But if you Rashi, sometimes if the Edom come, and we're not matzliach to be ma'ayim the Edom, it could come out, the Rish Chedesh will fall out on a day that we won't want it to fall out on. And if either Rambam, it's for sure good. Anytime the Edom come, we don't intervene b'chlal. And in those cases, the klal of Loi Adu Reish, of Loi Bidu Pesach, does not apply b'chlal. But according to the Mahalich of Rav Sadia Gaon and Rabbeinu Chananel, that we always go al pi the Cheshben, so they always had the klal of Loi Adu Reish, of Loi Bidu Pesach. So how are those Mishnayos ever applicable? So they bring down the Rav Sadia Gaon said that those Mishnayos are talking about theoretical cases in a situation where they didn't follow the cheshbon properly, what the halacha would be in those situations. But avada lechatchila, if bezin is being mekadesh in the proper way al pi cheshbon, those scenarios can never actually happen. Now we just like to be mesayim with a bit of a hesber. What's the pshat in tzadik and baisos that because of the fact that they had a suffix, if there's einish and schar in olam haba, and their yatzel tarbis ra, that they specifically started to be ma'irer in this nakuda of kviyas ha'yireach, and that they should say that you shouldn't do it al pi cheshbin, that you should only do b'riyas ha'levana, and like the lashon of Rabbeinu Bechaye, that they said, hu ha'davar ha'tzeidik v'ha'machuvin. What's the shaykes between this and that? V'ayid yesh la'irer, that we know that the ikar kfira of tzaddik was that he didn't believe in tayr shabal peh, he only believed in tayr shabak sav. How does this fit into this whole story? Why would the doubt in Schar and Einish Lasalavai be a reason Dafka to be Kaifer in Tayr Shabal Peh and not in Tayr Shabal Ksav? And how does that also fit in to being Ma'ir against Kviyas HaKaidish Api HaKeshben? The Chayr of the Pshat is based on the Maral in the Akdama to Gvuras Hashem. He's Mazmer over there. Why is it that in Tayr Shabal Ksav there's no mention of Schar Lasalavai? And the mention of Schar Lasalavai can only be found in Tayr Shabal Peh. And he says, because Torah Shabbat was written Aidei Nevuah, whereas Torah Shabbat Peh is an Indian of Chachmah. And there's a big differentiation between Nevuah and Chachmah. Nevuah is called Re'iyah, it's called Chazayin, it's something that you could see. Whereas Chachmah comes from the Seichel, that's not necessarily something that you could actually see with your eyes, it's even something that you could imagine Alpi your Seichel. Now, the Schar La'asulavai is not something that we see in Olam Hazeh. It's not something that can be understood alpi the regular musagim that we have in this world. So therefore, an Indian of Re'iyah, an Indian of Chazayin, and an Indian of Nevuah is not possible on the schar, on the einish of Lasud Lavai. It's only b'derech ha-chachma that you could imagine something that's beyond what we can actually see with our own two eyes. That's where we can find the inyan of schar v'einish Lasud Lavai. So l'chayra, the tzedukim had a problem with this. They lost their trust in Chazal, and they didn't believe in the inyan of schar v'einish Lasud Lavai. They held seeing is believing. Only what we could see with their musagim and aylam hazeh, that's what's actually true. But to believe and to trust that something is going to come, la'asid lavai, that they didn't believe in. V'chein ve'emes mefurish, in the Avos Rav Nosson, at the end of Perek Hamishi, it says like this, v'hayu mishtamshim v'klei kesef v'klei zov kol yimeyem, shahaysa daiton gasa alehen. The tzedukim made sure to be mishtamish and to be nehene ba'ayl mazeh with klei kesef and klei zov. V'tzedukim aimrim, mesayrus ubiya prushim shem mitzaronais atzman ba'ayl mazeh. The Purushim have a Messiris not to take Schar by Elam Hazeh. Uba Elam Abba, Ein Lehem Klum. But we hold that even when they get to Elam Abba, they won't have anything either. So what they were able to be masik with their five senses, the Indian of Anas Elam Hazeh, that they believed in. Seeing is believing. But to be Mamin in the Indian of Schar v'Einish Elam Abba, that they didn't believe in. So whatever is Mefurish and Tayyashab Iksav, that's Bibichinis Re'iyah Chazayin Nevuah, that's something that they're able to relate to, which is the Schar Na'ilam Hazeh. But whatever comes from the Kabbalah and the Chachma of Chazal and Torah Shabbal Peh, that they didn't believe in, which is why they were Kaifer and Torah Shabbal Peh, and they only believed in Torah Shabbal Peh. When it comes to the Indian of Kiddush HaChadosh, the same thing is true. They said, Kiddush HaChadosh is only El Pi Re'iyah. If we could actually see the Levana, if we could see the Chiddush HaLevana, that makes it Reish Chadosh. But if you can't see it, you just want to rely on the Mesiris, the Seyde Ibor, which Chazal had, to go up Pi Cheshbon, even though you can't see it, that's something that they didn't trust. So it comes out that they had one main Nakuda, which is what caused them to be Kaifer and Schar V'Einish La'asad Lavai. It's what caused them to be Kaifer Bechlolius in the Kabbalah of Chazal and Torah Shabbal Peh, and which what caused them to be Kaifer in the Inyan of Kiddush HaChadosh up Pi the Cheshbon of Chazal. And they said the only way to be Mekadosh HaChadosh is only Alpi Re'iyah. Adkan, these Rashi Prakim in the Sugya G'dayla V'amuka of Kiddush HaChadosh, and Adkan this year on Masechta Erechin Daf Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.